It's a cloudy May day in Lincoln, and the city has just had a substantial rainfall. Water collects in parking lots and streets and flows to drains in the curbs. In Lincoln, there are two separate sewer systems. One sewer, the one you're hearing, is for stormwater, and another, which is getting help from the stimulus package, is for residential, commercial, and industrial wastewater. Lincoln stands to get $5 million in sanitary sewer repairs and new sewer construction, and another $5 million to renovate existing wastewater treatment facilities. Mike Linder is the director of the Nebraska Department of Environmental Quality.
The decision on which projects to fund from the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act came from an existing list of projects that would be eligible and that would be ready to proceed in a very quick manner. A process that we go through annually, it's called the Intended Use Plan. And every June we have a public hearing on a list of potential projects to fund.
Linder says the stimulus projects came from that list. Linder says DEQ's main focus on water projects is the water's quality.
Every community has a different type of treatment system, and so you couldn't really say that there's a particular type of project that's being funded through the Recovery Act funds, but they are all municipal wastewater treatment facilities.
I've been kind of the repository for and the go-between between the mayor's office and the departments.
That's Chad Blaha, the Lincoln Stimulus Projects Coordinator. He says the city's wastewater projects were on the shelf and ready to go, whereas other departments had more challenges to get off the ground.
There wasn't a tremendous number of communities across the state that were chosen for funding, and Lincoln was one of them and got a pretty good chunk of grant. I think Lincoln wastewater department was pretty good about being prepared to be able to spend that money. They had projects ready to go. I think they were set up pretty well with meeting those requirements.
Blaha says the biggest challenge is trying to provide regular required reports to the public on the stimulus projects while striving to get the work started promptly, which was also a condition of the stimulus money. Gary Tolkien is a sanitary engineer with the City of Lincoln. He says his department had a good idea of what projects would get the funding. Here's Tolkien explaining two of the projects.
The Stevens Creek project is a new project that is just a combination of relief for an area. The pipe is full at this point and cannot handle a much continued addition to it, and also expanding area service. The South Street line is an older line. We run live TV cameras through the sewers and inspect them for both condition and blockages. Over time, we've identified those that's been on our radar screen for having work done on it.
The other project is what the city calls Select and Replacement, which is sanitary sewer repair and replacements scattered throughout the city. The city will also use money for removing grit at one of its two treatment plants. Gravel and sand leaks into the pipes, and it has to be taken out before treating the water. The other treatment project will be odor control improvement projects at both treatment facilities in Lincoln. Omaha is getting $7,500,000 for new stormwater infrastructure and another $7,500,000 for renovating existing wastewater treatment facilities. Unlike Lincoln, Omaha's sewers combine storm and sanitary sewers. Marty Great, City of Omaha Environmental Services Manager, says that combined systems lead to untreated sewage and stormwater overflow draining into the Missouri River each time it rains.
When we get rainfall, and I don't mean a deluge, as little as a tenth of an inch of rain can trigger these overflows, where we get a combination of stormwater and sewage emptying into the Missouri River and the Papillion Creek without any treatment.
Grant says the city has done a lot of sewer separation work since 1990, but they've only been chipping away at the problem, using what money they could. Now that the EPA has mandated the city overhaul the entire system, they're preparing for a major project that will take 15 years and cost an estimated $1.7 billion. For NET Radio News, I'm Clay Masters.